thank you for coming in to try and catch these people that have done this crime to my wife, the people earlier on in the evening, and the people over the past 3 years. Thank you for helping, the police for helping, and may I please, before I start on about my wife, please allow me to thank all of the emergency staff for their help in getting my wife out of the vehicle, the hospital staff for the way they've treated her, the surgical staff that rebuilt her face. I cannot in any extreme thank those people enough. The fire brigade, the whole lot. They've done a wonderful job in helping my wife to try and put this behind her. On the evening, now going to the actual incident, on the evening when we were driving home from some friends, it was we joined the A12, just having a quiet conversation. We got onto the A12, driving along, and there was a bump on the roof of the car, as far as I could tell. To me, I thought I'd hit something in the road. When I turned around and looked at my wife to ask her what it was, I noticed that the front of the car was destroyed. My wife was covered in blood. There was a concrete block on her chest and lap. My first reactions was to try and get the concrete block off of my wife. God only must have had his foot on the throttle pedal for me that night, because I was only doing 45 miles an hour. I got the car parked, and I got the police, the fire brigade, and their uncles and brothers there to help my wife. The concerns that were running through my mind were that my wife couldn't breathe, she couldn't see, there was blood pouring from her face. I was concerned because she'd had an operation on a spinal injury about 2 or 3 years ago. She'd only recently come out of hospital from having an operation on her stomach, and the concrete block was on her stomach, so as you can understand, I was in no state to know anything or do anything. Some friends that I rang came down, and they helped us immensely, and the police turned up, and then I was just shepherded to one side by the police, the fire brigade, paramedics, the paramedic doctor and the ambulance crew. They saved my wife's life. As you know, this could happen again because of some faultless people or person that thinks it is fun to throw pieces of concrete at innocent people and try to kill them just so they can watch blue lights come flying down the road. Maybe they may get their satisfaction out of this, but they should think of the people that are suffering the shock, the injury. How would they feel if that was a six-month-old baby in the car when that concrete block hit? I don't think they'd be impressed, but a warped sense of humour, they may enjoy this. But please, please, everybody out there, if they hear of anyone sort of jokingly or seriously saying, oh, I know what happened there, I was there, it was me, please go to the police. The police need your help. They can't do this without you. There are hundreds of miles of road that this country's got bridges across. And this could start a craze of stupidity, of injuring and trying to kill people.